Hey y'all, welcome to Good Vibes by Luna podcast, where we come together and get real with our strengths, struggles, but most importantly, our successes. I am your host, Christina Luna, and I hope you are excited for today's episode. Don't forget to grab a snack and let's chat. What's up, guys? First and foremost, before I begin today's episode, I want to tell you all happy Valentine's Day. If you are tuning in on our podcast release day, which is February 14th, I definitely want to wish you all love and good vibes on this day and every day. What do you all do for Valentine's Day? Here in our household, we like to have a steak and wine dinner at home where we all get to enjoy the night with each other and our dog, Kai. And yes, those who know me know that my dog will also receive a piece of that steak. So yeah, I just want you guys to remember that Valentine's is a day of celebrating love and admiration. Don't overthink it and celebrate it however feels best. So let's get back to business. We are on episode 2, which is titled Comparison is a Killer. And my reason for this episode is because this is an emotion and a struggle that I just went through this past week. And I want my podcast to reflect what is happening in my life. And I want to be able to be as vulnerable as I can with you guys so that you can see where I'm coming from, how I'm growing, how I'm not growing, where my struggles are, you know, all the good stuff. And in particular, this past week was not the easiest week for me. I was definitely not the best version of myself. I was emotionally and mentally exhausted. And I feel like for me, comparison only knocks on my door when things don't go my way. I know I can't be the only one, and it's definitely something that I struggle with, and it's something that I'm practicing to be better at. However, that particular week, all of my practicing went out the dang door. And now that I've had time to process the situation, I want to be able to explain what happened and how I could have handled it differently. So about 2 weeks ago, I had an opportunity to interview for a position at a place that I wanted. In my opinion, the position matched my career goals and matched what I went to school for. It had great pay. It had great benefits. Like, this was my time. And in my head, this was my time that the universe was saying, aha, like, here it is. Here you go. You got this. This is for you. And so for this position, I had to interview in front of 6 people. I had to prepare a presentation and I had to talk to the VP. I also had to take a 20-minute test. And so when I was done with all of it, I told myself that no matter what happens, I did my best. I cannot be disappointed in myself and that it is what it is. I did everything I could. There's nothing I could have done better. There's nothing I could have done to improve myself. That was it. I did my best. Fast forward to this week, I told myself, okay, this is the week. This is the week that you should find out. This is the week your career is going to change. This is the week that you're finally going to be rewarded for everything you've worked for everything that you've desired. This is it. Wednesday comes around and I get the email that I did not land the job. So here I am sitting at my work desk, having one side of me say, remember, you did your best. You cannot be disappointed. You cannot be sad. You did everything that you could. And then I have one other side of me saying, are you kidding? You screwed up. You messed up. You failed. Look what you've done. Now you're not going to get the position you wanted. And that became a huge internal battle for myself. I did not know what to feel. I think I became numb because I wanted to listen to the good side and say, no, I did my best. However, I was also speaking into that bad side saying, you totally screwed this up. So what do you do next? So let me tell you what not to do next, because can you guess what I did next? I needed a distraction. So where do you think I go? Right. I go to our favorite place in the world, and that is the infamous social media. And let me tell you, when you're not feeling so good about yourself, it's probably not the best time to start scrolling through your Facebook, scrolling through your Instagram, reading people's tweets. But you know what? I'm human and I wanted to be distracted. So off I go to Instagram. And what do I see? Well, I automatically start to see everybody in my mind living their best life, getting new homes, buying new cars, landing the career of their dreams. I mean, it could have been someone getting a freaking brand new puppy. And to me, that was just like, wow, look at this pool of multiple successes. And at that moment, I began to compare my one rejection to people and their rewards. I decided to leave work and as soon as I got in the car, I brake. Within minutes, I had a complete meltdown in the car and certain thoughts like, how could you not have landed that position? You could have done a better presentation. Maybe this is not the career you think you deserve. All started to pop up in my head. And believe me when I say that my commute, my 55-minute commute, was an absolute war with me having an internal battle with myself. That commute was the longest commute I've ever had, as in, I was stuck. I was mentally stuck in thoughts that I couldn't escape, that I was choosing not to escape, and that I was choosing to continue throughout the entire drive. So I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. Those emotions, those thoughts, those questions, that lasted a few days, and I was in my own head for a few days. But you know what? I needed that time. I needed that time to analyze and figure out what exactly is my issue here. What is my problem? Because at the end of the day, I knew there was a 50-50 chance I was going to get that job. It's either going to be a yes or a no. And I knew we all can't be winners. So either I was going to get it or somebody else would. So what was my big issue here? And after a few days of processing my thoughts and reaction, what I've come to realize is that not landing the job is not what broke me. It was when I decided to look at other situations to help justify the negative thoughts I was having about myself that did. And so today, I am here to tell you that at the end of the day, comparison is just a distraction, okay? It is just to distract you from everything else that you have, everything else that you're working towards, and everything else that you should be thankful for. Everyone has their own journey, their own path, and their own reasoning for where they are today. And instead of us comparing our story to someone else's, I think our new goal, and I know for sure my new goal, should be to admire the journey I'm on. And you guys, when I am talking about this, the image that pops up in my head is the image of God and the little girl and the bear. And I'm pretty positive most of you have seen this image before. It's the image where she has a small bear and she's telling God she loves the bear. And he's telling her, just give that bear back to me. You know, trust me, trust the process. And she's conflicted. She's confused as to why she has to give up something she loves. And I think at that particular time, I myself was confused. I thought, okay, you presented this opportunity to me that you and I have discussed for months. We've discussed that, mainly me telling you, Lord, that I want this position. I want this career. I want this type of job in this particular setting. I would do anything to get this job. And then it was presented to me. And I'm thinking, yes, you listened, we got this. And then I didn't get it. And I was so confused, so confused. But you know what? It made me realize that sometimes our path occurs differently because it's something I myself or you yourself can't even begin to imagine. Your end goal, your end result is something that you can't even imagine. And that's why you're so confused into what direction you're going because you didn't think that that was the direction you were supposed to be going. And so after I kind of got out of my funk, I realized maybe that's not the plan. Maybe he presented it to me and said, look, this is it, but guess what? It's not going to work, honey, because you know what? The week I found out about not getting the job was also the same week I had planned to release my first episode here on Good Vibes by Luna Podcast. And of course, because I felt like a huge failure, I almost didn't want to post it. I was like, no way, Jose, this is not going to happen. I just had the worst news. The last thing I want to do is post this to everyone and then be like laughed at and be like, yeah, good try, not going to work. But you know what? I knew that no matter what, I had to try one last thing. I had to do it or else it would have never happened. And you guys, obviously, that was the best decision I had made for myself. The love, the excitement, the support I received from the episode completely, completely outweighed the feeling of rejection I had felt days before. That particular rejection, without me even knowing, led me into a better immeasurable reward. And that was part of my new path. Does that make sense? What if, just visualize this, what if I was meant to not have that job because I was meant to do something else? What if, you know, my path was, okay, let's give this a try. Let's go do this corporate position. Let's go give you a shot at trying this, you know, this particular job. And let's see where it takes you. And then when I didn't get it, let's see what else can happen. And then with the success on the first episode, I was like, wait a second. Maybe I am meant to do something different. Maybe I am meant to follow what I truly, truly am passionate about. You know, you guys, my days, I'm all over the place because it's just like true, real, raw emotion right now. But my days can consist between 10 to 12 hour days, depending on traffic, depending on just getting to the office, coming back home, you know, cooking, cleaning, well, not cooking, Michael does that, but cleaning, doing laundry, you know, all these things. But yet at the end of the day, I'm still thinking about my podcast. I'm still thinking about what's my next episode going to be. I'm still thinking about how I can update my website. And, you know, I'm excited to record. And that is the passion you want in the position that you are in. And that was amazing. And that is what completely changed my mood. It completely changed my thoughts. And it made me feel amazing because why did I let myself sink that low over something that wasn't meant for me? And that's something that we always have to remember. Sometimes things are just not meant for you because they're just not. And we have to acknowledge that and we have to accept it and then we have to move on. You know, and if we continue to get stuck on comparing our failures to other successes, we will never feel good about ourselves. And that goes with anything, you know. And society also does it to us. They start to ask you, when are you going to have a baby? When are you going to get married? Don't you think it's time to buy a house? Blah, 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 blah. They put this measurement on you that at this point you should be here. And then we go and we do it to ourselves. We say, well, so-and-so lost weight quicker than me. So-and-so is married and has kids before me. So-and-so is working her dream job and has a house before me. We need to stop. We need to stop doing that because guess what? None of that, absolutely none of it has anything to do with your path ever. Your mission from now on should be to support and encourage your friends, but also support and encourage yourself. Be your number one fan, but also be prepared for failure because life is supposed to be balanced. There's good and there's bad, and because failure will happen. And we cannot be so hard on ourselves when it does. You know, it takes you back to that time when you're small and you're riding a bike, you know. When you fall, did you tell yourself, oh, never doing that again? No, you got back on the bike and you tried again. You know, you never just stop because you failed the first time. And eventually, hopefully, in the end, it'll all make sense. Your path, your journey, everything will make sense. And because I am hoping that all of mine will, and I'm working towards what I want my path to be. I'm working towards what I want my life to look like. I am working towards creating this dream job. And even if I never get paid for it, even if I have to work a regular job, but I still have the opportunity to do this, I will be thankful. I will be thankful for it all. And that is the most important part because at the end of the day, comparison is just a distraction. And you need to be worried about your own journey, your own path, and your own reasoning for where you are today. So I hope that, you know, hearing about what I had to go through, hearing about my experience has helped you or has inspired you to maybe try something new or not be so hard on yourself when you do fail, because like I mentioned, it is going to happen. And I hope that we can all come together, work together, and push each other and motivate each other to do our best. And, you know, there's no how to live the best life book. You know, there's a lot of different self-help books. There's a lot of different motivational books, but they all kind of say the same thing because there's no real like 1, 2, 3 guidelines onto how to do everything. So we're all learning this together. We're all trying to figure it out. We're all trying to do our best, and that's all we can do. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for letting me be as raw as I can and kind of sound crazy sometimes, but that's who I am. So thank you so much. And I guess we will chat next time. Stay tuned for episode 3. We'll be right back.